Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ready? One, two.
What? Who starts
three.
Counting at one? Three, two, one.
Hi.
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 Hello.
Hi.
Counting.
Yo.
It is troublesome.
Yeah, just let's go.
I'm just going to start. Works, one of them will work, Andrew.
Okay.
You can figure that one out. Okay.
Hi.
Welcome back to I Read It Online Somewhere, here every week to discuss what we have read online and answer your strange and wonderful questions you probably should have asked your science teacher at school. I'm Amy, and I didn't ask these questions either, but luckily for me, I'm joined by two science teachers, Andrew.
Hello.
And Ross.
Hello, I'm the mumbly one.
Oh my God, you can't say things like that.
Yeah, I can. I'm giving myself a name, like just... People need to know who I am.
There's worse names we could call them.
Yeah, that's true.
And anyway, so these guys are both here so they can help answer the questions now. So yeah, so now we're, what are we on? Season 3, episode 7. And this week we're all about either Homer or Homer or...
There's Homer. No... Like, how is that Homer?
I don't know.
Yeah,
that when... famous word Homer.
When has it ever been
Homer? The famous word Homer.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well,
like
yeah.
Homer Simpson.
The famous... Yeah. Yeah, and the Greek guy who wrote all the stuff.
Oh, right, him, yeah.
The Why Greek guy who wrote all Homer? The stuff.
Iliad, is that what it is?
The
I'm
going
to check Google. How do you get Google to speak out loud?
Google Translate?
No, that's
well,
Translate.
Just type in the word and it comes up with a wee thing.
Oh.
Don't Google Google.
Just Google Google.
Oh.
I just want to see
Amy.
What Google says.
Hi, I'm on Bing and I just want to find Google.
Bing? I think if I just ask Jeeves.
Does it not have it?
No, it's kind of as Homer Simpson.
No, it's not. Like, that statue guy is not Homer Simpson.
Yeah, I'm wanting Google to say hi. Google's like, I wanted Google speak. Google speak. Oh, jeez. Google voice. I just want to know. Oh, jeez. Google
right.
voice is something else. Have fun editing, Andrew.
You know, it's just type in Homer and something comes up.
Oh, is it on YouTube? How do you pronounce? Oh, no, it's how do you pronounce... How do you pronounce Homer? Oh, this is YouTube, which is owned by Google, so you can let me off. Ready? Oh, it's an
it's
advert.
Just an advert.
Oh, my word. What is this?
It's for toilet roll. That's our personalised ads
Ready?
You get now.
Oh, very snazzy transitions.
What is this?
Damn, it's Homer. We got new windows and doors this week. That was our excitement.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's quite exciting.
It was
energy saving, trying to save the environment.
Yeah, it just turns out our old windows were very old. And the guy was like, it's basically like the same temperature outside as inside because they're just not keeping any heat in.
Hmm.
I was like, cool. So, yeah, with the price of energy bills, we'll probably make our money back.
Oh, well, definitely, because what's the inflation? What, 9% now?
Oh, stop.
Oh, oh, I don't really know what that means. So.
Well, I'd hate to think of the price of a Freddo.
Oh, yeah, Freddos. I love a Freddo.
50p. That's the best way to work out inflation.
Right, let's go.
So, yeah, so I have no idea who's doing the story this week. Is it Andrew?
It's me.
Okay, hit us.
So, Homer.
Homer.
So, yeah, I'm actually going to kind of not really talk about Homer is a bit of a red herring. So But Homer is kind of important because he... so we're talking about Greek Homer, not Homer Simpson Homer, because he wrote, the sort of relatively famous manuscript, mostly because I don't know if it's a book or a story, called the Iliad. They are one of the first places to record something, to record that the gods sent blood from the sky to rain down on the people of Earth. And I am here to inform you that this will be happening again this week.
Oh.
Or possibly next week, depending on when the podcast comes out. So, I don't know if you've heard about this, but it's we're due a beautiful heat wave, which will then end with blood rain. So I don't know if you guys have heard of blood rain.
What is blood rain?
Yeah, so blood rain is where particles from the Sahara Desert are blown up into the atmosphere and then they're brought over sort of the UK and other countries too. It's not just the UK. It's just the UK are talking about it quite a lot. And what happened is those little particles, which are a completely different colour of sand, kind of brick colour. It's not like sand. But anyway, these particles get swept up into the air, come down, and then they get mixed with the rain clouds, and then it all rains over the UK. And when it does, it's going to leave like a red residue on your cars and buildings, etc.
Mm-hmm. Just when we got our new doors and windows.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to... all the skies will go kind of a deep reddish kind of colour.
So is this similar to the Red Sky at Night, Shepherd's Delight type stuff? I've always thought that was... stuff from the Sahara, but I made that up.
Ross, no. It better be, because I have told everyone that, because you've told me that.
No, I don't think it is. That's just to do with the clouds in the sky and the refractiveness of where the clouds are from a sunset.
I've honestly been telling people that.
Or it's for sunset or sunrise. Did you really think it was Sahara Desert clouds?
Yeah, because it's like a warm front that's coming from the...
Yeah, is it not just... It's just the clouds, because if it's red sky at night, Shepherd's Delight, so that's means that it's going to be good weather the next day. Red sky in the morning, Shepherd's Warning, because there's
warm weather's past you.
Yeah, and now there's clouds in the sky and it could rain. Although I think it's not just shepherds, you can do it like sailors. I heard it once as sailors. But, yeah, so there you are. Look out for the day it rained blood. Or the day it rained blood.
I reckon a few people might be freaking out about that.
Well, interestingly enough, it was only in the 17th century when we kind of discovered it wasn't blood. Which is relatively scary. Because
someone tried to taste it.
It's not that far, like, you know, in the grand scheme of things. The 17th century is not that long ago. But they also believed in witches and stuff. So
a lot of religion still happening there.
Yeah, yeah. But so there you are. The day it rains blood.
Oh, okay. Nice. I'll be looking out for that then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Won't need to fake tan.
Have you got a sort of date for that?
Sometime this month. Apparently, it did also happen in March this year. We had blood rain.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah. I don't really remember it, but very often, like I have a black car, so it's easy to pick up like dirt. And sometimes you'll go out and you'll see that like it's covered in pollen the next day, it's yellow. It's very weird, and to be honest, you just don't know sometimes. But yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, cool. Yeah. We'll look out for that then.
Yeah, please do.
Thank you.
So, Amy, it's time for
Amy's Science Test.
Sponsored by.
Clean Easy.
The little magazine that comes through the door.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
God.
When Amy originally sat her science
before,
exam.
Before I was...
So, Amy, as it has been science tests for Ross and I this week, it's time for your science test. Why couldn't we all just have one eye?
Oh God, that's more like a.
That's a question.
I'm just gonna say, these questions are sponsored by my first year class. And that was one of them.
high first years. Why? Yeah, that's a very good question. I like the. it'll be something to do with like evolution and predators, and so you can see things. And if you cover one.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Eye. You can't, like, if I cover my left eye,
you've
can't.
Closed both eyes.
Where did Amy go?
Oh, I can see.
Peek-a-boo.
If I close my left eye, you know, I can't shut my right eye independently.
Well, the microphone's in the way. I'd like to see this.
She's just delaying getting to the answer.
No, I am, I don't know the answer, but I can't. I can wink with my left eye. Look.
No, I can't. The microphone's in the way. Like, oh, you just moved from one eye to the other. Right, okay.
There. But I cannot wink with my right eye. I can close it when they both close, but I can't independently.
Do you just blink?
Yeah, she's blinking both
but
eyes.
But I can't do my left eye.
Like, you can't.
What's that about? I can't do my right eye unless I'm closing my left eye as well.
Can you raise your eyebrow up like that? Can you?
Yeah, my mum can though. Don't know.
Apparently that's the thing. Some people can't do that.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't roll my tongue either. I want to know about this eye thing. Okay, sorry. Anyway, back to why don't we just have one eye? It'll be something to do with like predators or like once a monkey like was about to fall off a tree and its other eye saw a leaf. I don't know. It's always something to do with evolution or something and ancestors.
Wow.
You're not a million miles away.
Yeah.
That's probably not right.
Yeah, the leaf bit's probably the bit I had the most.
It'll be something to do with that.
A branch, maybe, just so they stay in the tree. That would work.
Yeah. Something to do with evolution.
Right, I think we could do a little experiment here, can we?
We've just been doing them. I think it's quite cool that you can see your nose all the time. Your brain just blocks it out.
Right, live experiment with Amy.
Yeah.
Okay, so Amy, what I'd like you to do is close one eye.
Well, I can only close my left eye because we've discovered this drama. Okay, it's closed.
No, you've closed both eyes.
It's closed.
There
it's
lies
closed.
The problem.
Okay. It's closed.
So what I want you to do is just put your finger, like dangle your finger down, and I just want you to touch the end of my pencil.
Okay. Okay.
Right, hold on. Can I just confirm that it is actually a pencil? Okay, cool.
Okay. Okay, so it's to really quickly it's to do with depth perception, isn't it?
We'll do the sharp edge. We'll do the others. Right, as quick as you can. Yeah, you missed it. Okay, right, open both eyes. Try again. Okay, there we go.
So depth perception.
Yay!
When you said that, I knew it.
Depth perception. So yeah, depth perception. Yeah, it allows us to.
I knew it when you did that, which shows you.
Allows us to judge distance.
So what we're giving you 2 out of 3.
No, because I wouldn't have got it unless we did the experiment.
Ah, but we could give you one for the practical and one for your answer.
Okay, two. I'll take it.
Yeah,
I'll take it. Thanks.
Okay, next question. Bit of a tricky one.
Okay.
How can we see the sky when Earth is actually in the sky?
What? Okay, that's like a brain teaser. So, how can we see the sky when Earth is in the sky? What? Oh, like you mean we're in space? Okay, yeah. So it's like our own sky. The sky in space is very different. It's like dark and stuff.
Dark and full of terrors? Or?
That's just like not a very straightforward question. Is it?
No, but you have to hit your answer and just put like
because it's like Earth's own sky.
What?
Like it's our own sky, and then above like our atmosphere thing is space.
Yeah.
So in our atmosphere, it's our sky, and then the sky beyond that is a different sky.
But what about us being in the sky?
What, when we're flying? What do you mean, being in the sky?
Earth being in the sky.
Well, I'm really confused. What do they mean? Follow up.
So,
I'm appealing to the SQA here.
No, I think Andrew, go.
Yeah, so it's I just think they're meaning like... Well, I don't actually know what they're meaning.
I think they're getting the sky confused with space. The Earth is in space. And then
yeah, that's what I would have said. And then
up above us, we can see our sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what they mean?
I think so.
Okay, ask for a follow-up. I'm not sure, because that's basically what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, two different skies.
Okay, and...
Are we marking that, or are we just null and void?
I think we... let's just use this as a teacher check.
Yep.
A teacher check. It's just what you guys say when you don't know.
Tell you what then. Okay, tell you what.
When someone asks a question I don't know, I just go, that is a good question. Mm-hmm. And then I just turn up and walk away.
And then, or you can throw in a, do you know what I'd like you to do? I'd like you to go away and come back and tell us.
Or you go away and make a poster.
Yep. Could you go away, do a little bit of research, and come back and tell us? It's Sharpie. They're permanent markers.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Are they?
Good Lord.
Don't give Sharpies to kids.
Dear,
my kids are already putting highlighter on their shirts that they can't wash.
Do you know how to get, say, if by accident you draw a permanent marker on a whiteboard, do you know how to get it off?
Right, so I'm going to say no, because I feel like you want to tell me.
No, do you know? Tell me.
He does.
Yes, I do know.
Tell me.
Our job
you
is
look so cocky. Okay, Ross, you tell me then, Mr.
Alcohol.
Cocky.
Yeah, you just put on a regular marker.
No, I've got a cooler way to... Yeah, regular marker. Yeah, well, Ross, like alcohol. I'm just going to like
just use alcohol handy. Yeah, yeah, just use a regular marker.
I've got methanol and ethanol.
Okay, like, picture this: you're on The Apprentice and you've done that, and it's on TV and it's embarrassing. You can't just get alcohol, so what you do is you get a regular whiteboard marker, draw over it, and then it rubs out the whole thing. How cool is that?
Question 3, Amy, are you ready? Are you ready? Sexy voice there. Is there anything smaller than quarks?
What? So quarks? Is it smaller than an atom?
Yes.
Oh. I'll just, yes or no, I'll just say yes, probably. But we haven't discovered it yet.
Huh.
I have no idea what a quark is.
Apart
from a posh duck sing.
before Ross jumps in, I'm just gonna see how long we've got left because we're probably gonna have this episode down to like 6 minutes of us actually asking questions, and then the other 15 will be Ross explaining what is smaller than a quark. Okay, so I'm going to hand this one over to Ross, because actually I don't really know.
No, there's not.
Oh.
Ross has taken the half because
I did an excellent 50-minute long presentation.
He explained something about quarks.
They've just decided to cut it and give my shortened answer. So there it is. There's my answer. See you later. Bye.
He also had to Google it.
Amy, I think it might be strings for string theory. And I think that's quite true. I think that's...
Not necessarily
proven. Are you sure? So what is it then?
It could be field theory.
What do you mean? What's field theory?
What are all these theories?
Well, it's like the opposite to string theory. So string theory's a theory. It's not necessarily the correct theory. Or you could have parallel universes. So these are all theories that try and explain the same thing. But there's no theory that's... like correct, like the theory of gravity. There's nothing that of that level.
All right.
So strings might be, but they're also might not be. Probably not. String theory is not holding up too well, I don't think.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Thanks, Ross.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Quark.
So if you have a question that you'd like to send to us or want to contact us about any of the science we've discussed this week, please email iReaditOS@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or TikTok @iReaditOS. Please like, share, tell everybody all about us because it really helps us in the charts. Thank you to all of our followers so far. It's great to hear from you, and thank you for sending in emails as well. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Because you forgot to mention that.
Bye. Leave a review.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.